Consider this name, Kishibashi. Kishibashi. Pleasant, repetitive character. A nice, if unusual, little loop. Which makes Kishibashi an apt stage name for a musician who's creating something that's haunting, beautiful, maybe a little off-kilter through the technology of looping. Ishibashi is also known as Kei Ishibashi. He's a multi-instrumentalist who's toured and played with some of the biggest names in indie rock, including Of Montreal and Regina Spektor. And he's on his own. The sound he makes comes from his voice, his violin, and his looping machine. Recently released his first full-length solo album as Kishibashi. It's called 151A. He joins us in NPR Studio 4A, no relation that I know of. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
May I call you Kay?
Sure.
151A isn't exactly like Thriller or Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart. I mean, as titles goes, or Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Band. Where's the title come from?
It's actually a play on words. There's a famous Japanese phrase called Ichigo Ichie, which is one time, one place. And it basically translates as a performance aesthetic of just having a unique performance in time with imperfections and basically enjoy it while you can.
Now, you incorporate a lot of elements of Japanese music, but you're from Virginia, aren't you?
Yeah, I grew up in Norfolk, but my parents are Japanese. So yeah. I discovered Japanese it's a great percussive instrument, and I use it as an instrument on my album.
The Japanese language is a percussive instrument.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get to your music. Is there something you want us to know before we hear it?
Well, I guess the song I'll probably start with has a lot of Japanese things in it, and I guess I'll walk you through the looping part of it. And
we're going to prepare people a little bit because you pile loops upon loops, and it's kind of a symphonic landscape, and yet as people listen to your music, they should remember it is just you.
Yeah, it's... I do my best.
We're set up to hear a song that all began with a burst.
Okay. So basically I'll start with a violin loop. And then I'll double speed it. And I'll add something. I'll sing for a second.
And the source was your laughter, threw me off the wall. Yet your face is a mascot. It was a war with the fast cars, many chemicals in the eyes of the master.
And then I'll think about what I just did. Maybe I'll sing another verse.
And the model said in plaster. And the model said in plaster. It was a war with the fast cars.
And I'll put a beat in. So I do a lot of beatboxing. It's like... And then I'll sing another verse.
When it all is dead and plaster,
a little violin there. And the kind of cool thing about this pedal is you can do a half speed thing.
In your wallet was your gender, stolen when in Rome, made a model sit in plaster. Was it war with the fast cars, many chemicals in the eyes of the master.
And then this is where the Japanese comes in.
Ta sa ni sa ta sa ni sa ta
ke
sa ka ni
sa
re
ta
ke sa ka ni
sa
re
ta ke. And basically this means
sa re ta
This is Kesa Kani Sasareta, which means this morning I was bit by a mosquito, which has no relevance in the song, but I think it sounds cool. You can double speed it. And since I went to music school, I like to show off here a little bit. And then that's the song.
Ah!
Oh. Kay.
Thanks.
Can you loop my applause?
Okay. Yeah, seriously? Yeah.
Bravo!
Yeah! Awesome.
I'm going to start traveling with one of those machines too.
Yes, it's going to drive you crazy.
Now, you went to Cornell Engineering, right?
I did, yeah, for a second.
And then transferred to Berklee School of Music,
yep.
Right? What was going on? I mean, because watching you work, I can see that.
Well, I was never really good at engineering. I probably would have ended up an extremely mediocre engineer, but I love music. I like experimental music, and then I also like to improvise, so there's a fair amount of improvisation.
So this song, for example, we just heard, It All Began With a Burst, it's different every time, or at least potentially?
Sometimes it totally ends in disaster, and then sometimes it does, sometimes, because this is the nature of live performance and looping. And
because one of the things I wondered about with looping, you know, great symphony musicians will tell you that sometimes they drop a note, and they just keep on going. But if you drop a note, it keeps playing and playing and playing.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's like, it's terrifying, but, you know, it's a live show, so it's like if you want to hear a perfect performance, you should just go home and listen to an album. You know, I think. And if you want to see somebody actually going for it, then, you know, that's kind of what I offer.
Kishi Bashi. His new album is 151A. He joined us here in NPR Studio 4A. Thanks so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We wanted to hear another song.
Sure.
One I really liked on the album, called Manchester.
Okay.
Last page, I didn't even look. I think I locked it in a cage. Wrote a novel, 'cause everybody loves to read a novel.
You can hear more of Kishi Bashi's music and watch him loop his violin at a special tiny desk concert at nprmusic.org.
All the streets are warm today. Hey, read the signs. I haven't been this in love in a long time. The sun is up, the sun will stay.
This week, the NPR Music team will announce their choice for the best music so far this year. Be the first to know, follow them at NPR Music on Twitter or visit nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.